The Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality, ADEQ for short, sets pollution limits, determines compliance, and enforces environmental laws. Its regulatory divisions cover air, solid, and hazardous waste, mining, and water, organized according to ecoregions, the Ozark Highlands, Boston Mountains, Arkansas River Valley, Ouachita Mountains, Gulf, Coastal, and Delta areas. ADEQ staff routinely revise and update its regulations adopted by the Arkansas Pollution Control and Ecology Commission to accommodate industrial, agricultural, and urban shifts. Over the next year, the agency will tackle its surface water regulation, known as Regulation 2. And this round, ADEQ is seeking the public's help by hosting listening sessions to document residents' concerns and suggestions about protecting or restoring local streams, lakes, and rivers. Sarah Clem is ADEQ branch manager of Water Quality Planning Session in the Water Division.
And so my responsibilities are to oversee the development of Clean Water Act, certain Clean Water Act requirements, one of them being an impaired water bodies list, an integrated report, also the triennial review of Regulation Number 2, and water quality sampling as well as biological sampling on the streams, rivers, and lakes of Arkansas, and then a whole host of other tests, but those are kind of the primary ones.
So invites the public to help her agency ensure surface water quality.
And so the intent of the listening sessions is to focus primarily on the water quality reg, regulation number 2, and hear comments from the public on revisions that they would like to see. It could be anything from, we have a lot of grammatical errors in Reg 2 that we need to fix, or we haven't focused on a particular issue that's important for groups of people in different regions of the state, and what they envision either the Reg 2 to be more robust about addressing, or something that they don't see in the Reg 2 at all that they would like to see. And then we're going to take these comments as we go across the state. We have 5 listening sessions. So we're going to take all those comments and then gather those and present those before the stakeholder work group.
ADEQ's Regulation 2 stakeholders work groups will be scheduled later this year.
And the stakeholder work group is going to be comprised of different groups of those users, essentially users of this resource, the waters of the state. And so that's going to cover industry. The stakeholder work group we anticipate will cover or be represented by industry and agriculture, recreation, watershed organizations and groups, federal and other federal and state agencies that pay close attention to or are involved in water regulation or in some way try to protect the waters of the state.
And although not in the regulations purview, groundwater concerns could be brought forward, Clem says. Listening sessions and notifications are being published in area newspapers as well as on ADEQ's website, which also posts a draft regulation too. Listening sessions are scheduled in every key region around the state, beginning February 9th in Little Rock.
Fayetteville, we think we'll have quite a few folks in Fayetteville and in Little Rock, and Little Rock's going to be next week. We think we'll have quite a few folks there. And then perhaps people in Batesville will have folks, maybe as it relates to Fayetteville Shale, but maybe not. We're not sure. West Memphis. I mean, we haven't had a lot of a turnout in the Delta region, but we certainly hope to have more folks, and then El Dorado.
And each region has its own unique set of ecological challenges, including sedimentation in waterways due to mining, agriculture, and construction. So listening sessions will be structured to not only educate but allow residents to vent or advise the agency on what needs to be done.
You know, we're going to have a presentation at the beginning to let everybody know what the expectations for the actual session aren't going to be, and which is for us to listen and take in what folks are saying. We're going to have we expect to have we're going to have actual, you know, boards set up so we can actually write down what people are saying. And then we're also going to be recording that and transcribing what folks say. And then also, we're also going to, we've established a deadline to get comments in. So, for example, if you weren't able to make the session and you really wanted to, you know, make a comment, then we're going to have a, you can write in or email us your comments as well. And we're going to have a deadline, and that's, we normally have a deadline for comment period in a formal process. This really isn't a formal process, but we wanted to make sure that everybody had a chance to, you know, if you missed a session or if it's just too far away, and you couldn't make it, then you can at least send that your comment in, and that will be taken into consideration and presented before the stakeholder work group.
In order to be considered, comments must be received no later than 4:30 p.m. Wednesday, February 29th. A complete copy of Regulation Number 2 is available on ADEQ's website.
Okay, so you would want to go to our website, which is www.adeq.state.ar.us. And when you're there, if you look on the right side, we have a Hot Topics banner on the right side of the page, and it's the second bullet down. It's a water quality standards notice of public listening sessions. And you click on that, and it will give you the areas that we're going to be in, the times, and then also kind of give you an overview of what, why we're there. And I encourage everyone to come and give their comments because, as I said, we really want to make this a transparent and open process. Transparent and open process where everyone is able to come in and let us know what they would like to see in the standards. Are we missing something? What can we do to make them more robust? We really want to know.
The Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality's mission is to protect Arkansas from all environmental threats through regulation, education, and assistance. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.